Right, we are taking a test drive here at the National Ethanol Conference of a new GM vehicle, a flex fuel vehicle that is filled up. It is filled up with 85% ethanol, E85. With me is Mark Mayer. And Mark, what is your title with GM, please?
I'm Executive Director of Powertrain Vehicle Integration.
And Mark did a presentation here at the conference and talked about, actually at several different points, about E85, about ethanol. One of the points that you were talking about, one of the points that struck home with me was the energy efficiency of E85 and flex fuel vehicles. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, you know, of course, ethanol has less energy per gallon than gasoline, and some people confuse that with energy efficiency, and they're very different things. So, you know, we don't look down our nose at gasoline because it has less energy per gallon than diesel fuel, and people shouldn't look down their nose at ethanol because it has less energy per gallon than gasoline. All liquid transportation fuels have different energy density. But relative to the point I was making in the talk, we find that our FFVs, on average, when they run on E85 versus gasoline, and we measure the fuel economy on an energy basis or BTUs per gallon, they're about 3.5% or about between 3.25 and 3.5% more energy efficient on E85 than when running on gasoline.
Well, tell us about the vehicle that we're in right now.
This is a 2011 Buick Regal. It's got a 2.4-liter turbocharged E85 flex fuel vehicle engine, and it is also direct injected. So, you know, like a diesel engine, where the fuel is injected directly into the cylinder instead of above the intake valve, this is direct injected, and that helps with efficiency, and it allows us to have a slightly higher compression ratio to improve efficiency. And so it's a great match with high concentration ethanol fuels like E85 that are high octane.
Now, at this point this year in 2011, what percentage of GM vehicles are flex fuel?
Okay, well, in 2010, we were at about 40% flex fuel vehicles, and in 2011, we expect to be at about 45%, and we're striving for 2012 to be at 50%.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, Mark, about this vehicle, about GM's commitment to helping put more FFVs on the road?
Well, we're particularly excited about this vehicle that we're driving today from an FFV standpoint because it brings together technologies that can really make use of the fuel. Downsizing, turbocharged, direct injected engines are just a perfect combination for the octane that comes with E85. And as long as we can get ourselves through some of the emission challenges that are coming down the road, we'd like to see a whole lot more of this kind of thing on the road.
Well, and also during your talk, I forgot to mention that during your talk you said, don't take FFVs for granted. That was one of your points. What do you mean by that?
Well, as we look down the road, we need to make sure that ethanol in the regulatory structure that we create in our country in the future, we need to make sure that ethanol gets credit for the CO2 reduction potential that it brings with it. And right now, it's kind of in question as to whether ethanol will get the credit that it deserves. And so it's incumbent on us to, you know, work with biofuels industry, to work with regulators and so forth, to really work to make sure that ethanol gets the credit it deserves in future standards.
All right. Thank you very much, Chair Mark Mayer, here at the National Ethanol Conference. Driving down the road here in Phoenix in a GM flex fuel vehicle. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.